Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
I command myself to be fun right now, you know? I lift my jugs twice. I put my hands in my lap. I step forward and I'm ready for fun.
You might notice I've said mm-hmm a lot of times.
Yeah, you were savoring?
I was savoring my Demerara coffee. That's so good. And I've noticed I can podcast just fine with a sip of this in my mouth. Let's go.
Keep it in.
Yeah.
Richard and Greta, gonna make your lives better today.
Welcome
to
Richard
and Greta,
a podcast
wherein we
delve like earwigs
into each other's minds and souls.
We crawl into the holes of each other's side heads and forage for new things.
Yes, what is it about Greta that I know not yet?
And what is it about Richard that I guess not have?
And how can I use these wisdoms to better myself once I learn them? And isn't it incumbent upon me to share these wisdoms with the listening world?
Absolutely. What pot of Richard shall I throw on the wheel as I pedal with my foot and sculpt just so to offer a new pot to the world?
Yes. Gorgeous.
Interstitial.
Richard.
Greta.
I'd like you to review the sour cherry ice cream from Nerja Town Square.
Oh, yes. Well, we were just recently in Nerja, España, which is down near Gibraltar, folks, on the Alboran Sea, and there's a little...
Algorin?
Alboran.
Oh, I thought it was Algorin.
Yeah, Al Gore is a formal presidential hopeful environmentalist and former vice president.
He didn't get his own sea?
No, he didn't. Okay. He just got the sea to rise around him while he raised his fists. Alboran Sea, not the Algorin Sea.
Oh, sorry.
I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a fine establishment that sells gelato. And I had a sour cherry ice cream, folks, that would fucking knock your head off. It was so good. I couldn't believe it. I was brought back to a time that never existed, like sort of a time of innocence and goodness. I was in it, like pre-internet, you know what I mean? Like there wasn't all these cults that hate each other in the world. It was just like, I could go outside, maybe ride a bike, have this fucking flavor in your mouth. It was so good. I was running up and down the street, you know, kissing dogs and, you know, shaking hands, petting cats, you know, swinging Greta around, you know. Oh, sir, do you need a little help painting that fence you're painting? Oh, no problem. Let me put a little elbow grease into that, because this ice cream's fucking delicious. Have a bite, you know. I didn't even finish it. I threw it on the ground and said, fuck off, it's too good. Ran away and jumped in the fucking ocean. It was goddamn good. I'm coming so much in my pants that I'm slipping around in my seat. I got a gross cummy butt that nobody wants to know about, but that's how this ice cream was so good. I'm making it right now. I'm making it in my pants. Fucking try it, guys. If you go to Nerha, then try it and then come talk to me, because I'm going to eat your fucking ice cream cum, because you're going to be making it too, and we're going to be happy forever. Holy shit, it was good. Kill me now, because I'm happy. 5 stars. Greta.
Yeah.
Would you like to review something?
Sure, yeah, I'll review.
So while we're in Nerja, down by Gibraltar on the southern coast of Spain, I would like you to review the Alboran waves, the swimming in the Alboran Sea.
I mean, if you won't mind, I still think it's Al Gore Sea. I'm going to quickly Google and find out whose sea this is. The Alboran Sea. It's the Alboran Sea. You're quite right. Okay. In the Alboran Sea, I'm to review the waves? The swimming in it?
Yes.
The swimming in it? Well, it matters not what it's called when you're in it. It's so called cold. It's so cold that you can't think in letters or words. I don't know if I do think in spelling, or if I did, I wouldn't be able to under these conditions. The feet go in and they say, get the fuck back out and up the beach. Get away from this thing, whatever this is. Yes. Whatever this planet's surface is, it's not for you. Go back. And you think, I'm not some pussy. I'm gonna go in. I'm gonna ride this. Feeling. This is a mind over matter feeling. So you go to the knees and you suffer again the same battle, and then, lo and behold, a wave smacks you right in the tits, and you think, okay, well that's kind of done it. Because I didn't know I was gonna do it. Now I'm wet and I can swim, and then. All mother of Christ shitbags come out the mouth. All words you never knew you knew are flying out, you know? It's all cum sauce and whacka jacka mold, fuck me up the ass Tuesday kind of shit comes out my mouth.
Yeah.
And then I exchange the words for a simple out-breath.
Oh. God, I'm glad I'm not a candle right now.
And I keep swimming, and I keep moving, and I keep moving, and suddenly it's tingly night sky, and I'm so delighted that I won that battle. And I am with you, and you're smiling, and the sea is around me, and it's just, it's heavenly. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. You don't feel any pain. You feel part of the universe. You feel like the living, breathing organism you are, and not a human and not a stupid person who's got thoughts. You're just in it.
And yeah.
I absolutely loved it.
How gorgeous.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I love you, Richard.
I love you, Greta.
Would you like a listener question, Richard?
Absolutely.
Well, this question comes from Davina Miesco. She asks,
yes.
Could you describe the best method of preparing the perfect vegetarian burrito?
Yes, I could. First of all, you're going to want to chop your fresh ingredients.
Oh, how lovely.
Well, it depends on where you're starting. You're going to do your beans and rice if you want rice.
Uh-huh.
Rice, you take it or leave it in a burrito, as far as I'm concerned.
But you might want to get that going first.
You know, we're
going
to want that stuff just already ready. So let's assume that the hard stuff's done. You've made your tortillas. I'm not going to take you through the process.
We're not going to the shop?
Making a tortilla.
Okay.
Or we're not going to the shop. We're not planting seeds to grow coriander or cilantro, if you want to get down to the finer points. So what you're going to do is you're going to chop up the following. Fresh jalapenos.
Perfect.
Cilantro. aka coriander, a couple of onions, but not too many. And you're going to put some beans and rice in a tortilla.
Divine.
And then you're going to put that fresh bullshit on that I just described.
Richard, wait, where is this tortilla?
It's on a cutting board. I don't know.
It's not a plate. In a pan?
It's not yet. Not yet.
Oh.
Then you're going to add some cheese and you're going to fold it.
How?
You're going to fold one end and then the other end and then the sides around so nothing can escape. It's a little envelope, you know.
But aren't they going to just unfold?
No, because you've done it just so and you've added cheese and then you're going to put the foldy side down in the pan. And let the cheese melt into a fine glue. If you can imagine going down to the hobby shop and getting a hot glue gun, this is the same kind of principle as that, you know?
Yeah.
And the glue of the cheese will seal that thing.
Delicious.
You know, and then I put a little salt and olive oil in the pan to give my tortilla a crispy, salty... I like salt to be a little gritty on the outside, so your hand gets a little salty when you hold it.
Oh, delicious.
You turn it over, you golden brown both sides of this motherfucker is what I would like to call it.
Yes.
You can add any kind of number of hot sauces to it or cold sauces.
Like, in there or there on the side?
You know, I'm kind of a hot sauce guy who likes hot sauce. Holy shit.
Yeah.
And I buy it and I run out and I gotta get more than one bottle at a time.
Yeah.
I sort of keep my burrito in hand. Bite, sprinkle, sprinkle, few drops of hot sauce. Bite, sprinkle.
Yes.
You know, chew, don't forget.
Spice per bite.
Yeah, but I think that extra step of cooking the burrito a little bit in a pan after you've made it, you know, rides that thing home all the way. You know, that weary horse comes inside the casa saying, yes, I am fully ready to relax in your estomica. That's Espanol for stomach, which is English for stomach.
Well, that's wonderful, Richard. And if this is the evening, I think Evening Chard will follow this with a cheesecake ice cream.
Oh, God, you know? How the decadence, you know, to have a burrito and then be like, what am I gonna have now? Oh, how about some strawberry cheesecake ice cream?
Have you ever added hot sauce to your ice cream?
No, but I have put it on bananas.
Yeah.
I don't mind that one bit. I'll take a Frank's hot sauce or wing sauce and I'll just dribble that right onto a banana. It looks like some sort of sex accident.
Oh, God. Sounds exciting. Strum between
things. Greta.
Yes.
Surprise segment.
Surprise segment.
Okay, you'll need a pen and paper for this. Okay, Greta. Now, we may need a pause for our listeners and jump forward in time so they don't have to listen to this whole process.
Okay.
But here's what we're doing. Write out the letters of Richard and Greta.
Down the way?
However you want. And this surprise segment is to come up with as many words or phrases as you can using only the letters in Richard and Greta.
Beautiful.
To see what lies within our names.
And is an and? A-N-D?
It's not an ampersand. It's an A-N-D.
We are giving ourselves that A and D.
Yeah, A-N-D. So yes, see what hidden messages lie within our names and that simple word and that joins us together.
Are we going to set a timer?
I love that and. It's like holding your hand. Oh God, I'm going to cry. Yes, we can set a timer. Shall we say 5 minutes?
Yeah, say 5 minutes.
Okay.
Ready. Steady. Go.
Is that yours?
Yes.
Oh.
Our time is up.
Okay.
Now what? Oh, we read them.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Maybe we read them and talk a little bit about what they mean.
It was so beautiful. It was like Boggle. Toggle. Whatever the game. Beautiful game. Yes.
Yes.
I wrote mine in couplets.
Mm-hmm.
Because I found it they met better that way.
Yes, instead of single words.
Yeah.
Yes. I mostly did that as well.
Great. Garden chair.
Gorgeous. My first one is dare chair.
Dare chair.
Yeah, I could dare you to sit there, you know?
Yeah, beautiful.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, that's nice. Could do that in the garden anyway.
Yeah.
Train hag.
Oh, gorgeous.
You know, I think that's what I want to be one day, a train hag, yes. You know? It's always the same chair, same compartment, yeah. You know, pass me at your peril, because, oh. You know, I might have a train story or two to tell.
Yes, well, this, if you're going to be a train hag, I'd love to show up with a can of beans and some teeth missing and just see how you're doing.
Well, there's an empty seat next to me, call it a dare chair.
Oh, taken. Challenge accepted. Okay, my second one is randich, which is not a word, but it was the closest I could get to sandwich. And I thought, you know, well, that sounds good.
Yeah, delicious. A handwich, did you say?
Randich.
Oh, randich. Yeah, beautiful. I have art Gandhi.
Oh my, that is beautiful.
Yes, if Gandhi had decided to go another way with his calling.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he did make some art. Who knows?
Yeah, he might have been a wizard that brought watercolors, you know?
Yeah.
My next one is radar trend.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, which I guess is just, you know, keeping your eyes peeled for whatever comes next, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's great. I have dice dancer, and I really like it, except it's a double use of the E.
Oh, that's okay. You know, I'll let that slide for the dice dancer. Yeah. And inside that is ice dancer, which is also fantastic.
Oh, yeah. But you could lose that E, and then you got dick dancer, which is just as welcome.
Yeah. Helicopters aplenty. I've got great chai. You know?
Delicious.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Wow, look what I have. Great chair. You know, we lose the R. We got great chai.
Yeah.
Let's have great chai and the dare chair with the train hag, you know?
Yes, please.
And the dick dancer, let's hope he comes by.
Yeah, I definitely got the radar trend looking for that.
Who knows? Art Gandhi might be the dick dancer.
He might be.
But the stroke of luck.
Oh, I've got one last one.
Okay, let's hear it.
And it describes you in Nerha and me as well. Grade A tan.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, didn't we both get a grade A tan while we were down there in Spain?
Just the head, though, because it was windy as Christ.
Yeah, it sure was. How to get the most.
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 Out of your partner.